diversions, like, do they still do that kind of stuff?
Well, so one thing that I think you could do that. Polemic is a big one. They're all about funding improved measurement systems. So if you've got canal companies that want to go in, like ground truths, like how much is being diverted here and there and stuff like that, that will rank high.
That will.
If you're going in and want to put water measurement systems, because that's always been the big issue, is like if you go and ask these, a lot of the canal companies have a pretty good feel for it, but if you ask a landowner or something like that, well, how much water do you actually use? And they're like, well, whatever's in the ditch, you know, that's my right. And it's like, well, but how much is that? They're like, well, how much was in the ditch? You know, they just don't know.
Mm. Well, so it's hard to know what went off and what came in and what came off too, you know, like what's return flow and hard to measure, but.
Yeah, so hopefully that will, the telemetry and the measurement devices will help out with that argument. And I thought that we were going to get more pushback from the agricultural community, be like, you know, what I do with my water, it's none of your damn business type deal. But I was surprised to see, like, most of the ag producers are like, good, that's going to keep my neighbor honest. You know, they're actually excited about the fact that they're going to have a good idea of how much water is being diverted and stuff like that. And I think what's going to happen, you know, I don't have time for this, but if you want to get me on a soapbox, get me started on people saying that agriculture uses too much water in the state, and I about lose my mind with that. And I think that if they go and they start measuring it, they're going to find out that the ag community is not using as much water as they think. Most guys probably aren't able to get their full water right and be able to utilize their full water share that's out there. And I think that if you go and put these measurement devices in, I think you're going to find that out pretty quickly. Everybody's throwing around the number like, well, the ag community is using 80% of the water in the Great Salt Lake Basin. That's not true. Like, everybody goes in there and thinks that if you go and eliminate all the water that's being used by agriculture, you're somehow miraculously going to raise the Great Salt Lake by 80%. And that's, we use 80% of the diverted water, not 80% of the total water. 17% of the water available to the Great Salt Lake is diverted. So we're using 80% of 17%. So 13% is what they'd get if they eliminated all the agricultural water in the Great Salt Lake watershed, and it's not worth it. I mean, it's negligible. I mean, that's probably the evaporative rate of the lake, you know? And so I would love to have them go in and monitor, and we're going to say, you know what? Even if you eliminated all the agriculture that was out here, you're going to find out that you screw up the ecosystem because you've got just as much biological life as counting on these fields that are flood irrigated.
Absolutely.
Out here in Randolph and through Box Elder County, that if you did away with that, you'd lose just as much, you know, just as many species that are at risk as what you would by putting that water in the Great Salt Lake. So there's a lot of discussion about that, and it keeps me up at night. And just know that, you know, us at UDAP, we are fighting tooth and nail for you guys out there. And that's a lot of what we do, and I love it. You know, somebody asked me the other day, they said, are you having fun? They were like, are you having fun at what you do? And I was like, I just got out of the meeting. My face was red, and my blood pressure was high. I was like, you know, I don't know if fun is what I would use to describe what you do, but do I enjoy having a job that I can go and fight passionately about something I care about? Yeah, I do. I love my job because I get to fight about something I'm passionate about. But that's kind of where we're at right now. But I'll step that off my soapbox. I just want to tell you guys thank you for what you do. Like I say, it's a thankless job. I appreciate it. There's other places you could be than sitting at this table. But the fact that you're sitting down here and you're focused on, you know, helping the ag community up here and focusing on the natural resources, I just want to tell you thank you for your time. It means a lot. So.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for fighting for us, actually.
Yeah. And the Salt Lake's going to keep pushing. That's not the reason we've had all the water optimization push either, though.
Yeah.
That's not the reason. That'll keep pushing it for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking credit for the Great Salt Lake coming up 5 feet this year. The Ag Water Optimization Program.
Wasn't the
winner,
huh?
Yeah, no. As I always tell them that, you know, the only people that are going to put water in that lake is God. And
right.
we have no control over it. It's just whatever the snowpack is that year. So.
That's
but I'll take credit for it if that's going to keep getting us $200 million a year, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, thank you guys. I don't have any other district business that I know of. Does anybody else have anything?
I was just gonna put in my last little tidbit that I forgot to mention. Jessica and I got with Emily, IWJB, and we're partnering. IWJB is covering the postcard and the postage, but we're gonna send out like some postcard outreach about the strategic fund.
So if I probably just talk about the measuring devices too, that's kind of the acronym is flood irrigation infrastructure for wildlife habitat. It's really long. But yeah, so all the species there, that's kind of with IWJB, we're all pushing towards that. So measuring devices, just like you were saying. Okay. So you got two fun things you can look at there. So should be able to get a lot of them.
So yeah, they'll hopefully come back to us the beginning of October, and then we'll send them out. That way, because there are some people we feel like in Rich County that don't know about the funding opportunities. And so, yeah, it was cool to get to work with IWJB and have them help pay for, some outreach opportunities. So hopefully we'll have more people in the community know about
That was my last little thing
I forgot to mention.
Yeah, well, thank you. I think that's great.
My soil health guy just texted me, said they were going to announce the equipment awards October 13th is what they're shooting for.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's all. I don't have anything for us. The other you got anything for us?
I don't.
Judy? Fill out the forms. Schedule the meeting.
Fill those out when you schedule the next meeting.
So if you stay on track, it's October 11th, right? Second Wednesday?
Which they'll have this meeting, or they'll have this tour, so we won't have...
We'll have to change it because we for sure won't have Jace or any of you guys.
Yeah. I'm having surgery
that day. Okay. Oh, you are?
I'm a wisdom teeth.
Oh. I thought you did that.
She didn't end up.
No.
Oh, you didn't end up doing it?
Yeah. They wanted to schedule me in the afternoon. And I can't fast that one.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
So, they'll either put us the third week or the first week then, huh?
The first week is bad for me. I know that.
Should we shoot for the third? Is that going to mess Jace up anyway? I mean, what's it going to do to you guys?
He'll probably be all cutting that day, to be honest, but I'll be here.
Right, you'll be here?
Okay.
All October's awful. Me called.
And November.
Yeah.
Should we schedule for December?
Yeah.
We're planning that with the UCC tour too. That's why we're going to switch it to June next year. That October stuff.
So I guess we can put it for the 18th, and then we'll just go from there.
See if it works. Get a little closer.
Yeah. Will that work? Yeah.
Whatever you guys say.
You good with that then, Kelly?
Sounds great.
What time?
6, right? Or do we want to change time?
No, it's a good
I think 6 is fine. Fine. Oh, wow. It'll be dark by then.
Hopefully not.
Winter will be here.
No, you're trying to bring winter to the lake. That's not fun. That ain't going to change till November, right? The time doesn't change till November, right? I thought they were going to change the time, though. They get that fast.
When did that pass?
Did it?
Is it this year that we don't?
I don't know.
The daylight.
There was that rumor.
I thought there was some rumor. I didn't know if it got passed. Or not.
I think it passed. I thought it passed. I don't know what year it was affected.
That rumor's every
year. Here's some water optimization flyers. If you guys know anyone that would be interested in that, and
Thank you, Jamie. Oh, anytime.
table. I'll ride it over there.
Your travel time is an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
We're about to send some more water down the river anyway. Quick.
You are?
Yeah, the Woodruff Narrows is chock full. And so
that's what they're doing.
Perfect, yeah. That's
a little bit of a cushion for next year, you know.
Yeah.
Not much of one.
It's amazing. We went back to Cedar City last weekend, but like Echo's still really full.
What a crazy year this has been with all these monsoon rain that we've been getting.
You know, you go from what we've been the last five to this year. I mean, the dramatic change.
All year long, huh?
Yeah. I can't believe South Eden's still spilling.